So first, what I want to ask you, obviously, you have a passion for writing about Appalachia. Can you explore a little bit for me where that love comes from, of why you love writing in Appalachia?
Well, the landscape of the Southern Mountains really just speaks to me. And, I grew up among the mountains in western North Carolina, and have, partly through the novels I've written, learned more about the human history of that part. But the people, I mean, when I was a kid, there were still old-time mountaineers who were 19th century people. My grandfather was born in something like 1880. The date's not certain on that. So he was an adult before the 20th century came around. And I think a lot about those people and how they were different from us. You know, one of the things that I always want to try to avoid and combat is that hillbilly stereotype that still lives.
I understand that Inman, one of the protagonists in Cold Mountain, is based on an ancestor of your family. And so I'm curious, does your passion for Civil War and Civil War history come from your family history, or does it come from something else?
Well, the core of Cold Mountain came from a family story that I heard from my father. But the part of doing that book was, I wasn't so much interested in the Civil War. I was interested in the effect of the war on people in my part of the world. And to do the book, I had to learn a lot of the things that they would have known and taken for granted. Just the names of plants. You walk through the woods, my grandmother could name every plant you saw. The physical culture of the place, just how people lived, how houses were built. So a lot of it was trying to understand just how they lived in very concrete physical detail.
What was one of the most interesting things that you discovered as you researched for Cold Mountain about the aftermath of the Civil War?
One thing I remember that I found really fascinating was I read a lot of letters from soldiers back home, letters from wives at home to their husbands. And you'd see the same pattern over and over of early in the war, wives writing to their husbands saying, we're getting really low on cash. I'm thinking about selling a cow. Do I have your permission? Later in the war, those same women write letters informing their husbands that they have sold the cow. And that growing sense of independence, of confidence that I think I saw in those letters was interesting to me. And certainly shows up in Cold Mountain.
You've got a lot of different female characters in your novels. What is it about writing female characters that you find fascinating or interesting?
Well, I'll give you an example with Cold Mountain. When I started writing that book, there weren't going to be women in that book much at all. It was going to be short. It was going to be really brutal. It was going to be really dark. And then I had this picture in my head of two women standing by a fire outside in big coats, and they were just kind of looking down. And I kept thinking about that image in my head, and then Ada and Ruby came out of that image and totally changed the book and humanized the book, gave the book consequence that the original idea of just this dark, miserable thing, it totally changed the balance of the book.
Charles Fraser, thank you very much for speaking with us today.
Thank you.